Pretty
good, man. You know, we had exchange student Sweden here when I was in senior.
Yeah.
And he had that shipped over to Snooze. Cans, about that big around. I still got one can somewhere.
Cans of what?
Snuff. Called Snooze.
Snooze.
Yeah, Snooze. I don't remember what I could pronounce. I couldn't read it. You know. Hey, that's big. That's a big deal in Sweden. Dipping Snooze.
Bitten in the snow. Bitten a fjord. Every time they say it, it's bit.
Fjord. It is a
fjord. Beowulf started that.
It is a fjord.
Fjord.
Yeah. What is it?
Where the ocean runs in little ways.
Like a bay?
Yeah.
Okay. Bayou.
It's ocean bayou.
Fjord. Spelled with a J. Like Jehovah spelled with an I.
Bjorn.
What's that?
It's a name. Bjorn.
Oh.
B-J-O-R-N. Scandinavians introduced pronouns to the Anglo-Saxons. That's how come we got pronouns.
Mine and yours.
They used to say.
Mine and yours.
They used
your,
to say.
Yorn. Isn't.
They used to have a boy named Wiglaf have to say, Wiglaf, like it. After the Viking got through with him, he'd say, me like that.
Wiglaf, huh?
Wiglaf was a mighty Swedish warrior. He was one of the chosen by Beowulf. He never liked his name.
I can see that. Go downtown tomorrow morning, call somebody Wiglaf, see if you get a real kind of reaction you get. Hey, Wiglaf.
Well, I always liked Wiglaf better than Unferth. I think they picked that name on purpose because he was a dastardly being, you know.
And now,
I remember, I think them was probably two of the first four names we marked out of that baby book. I believe it was right up here at the top.
With Sue.
Yeah, it was. I think Sue was first.
How do you do?
How do you do? My name is Wiglaf.
Thank
for
you for
grabbing the gut and spitting your eye because I'm the son of a bitch that named you Wiglaf. Well, I think I'm going to name him Bjorn or Jan or anything but Wiglaf.
I had learned a lot about the Dutch tonight.
Before you got here, obviously.
Well, I knew a lot of the stuff, but I just couldn't put the names to it. I could see the faces, but I just couldn't put the names.
Oh, yeah. Big laugh.
All the Dutch, allow the name Hans. I always call it Hans.
Hans.
Hans Brinker. From the Silver Skate. Wasn't it Hans that stuck his finger in the dike and saved the
cow? Yeah.
Self-test. How dirty is your mind?
Yep. They do a lot of psychological analysis listening to this crap, too.
But the Dutch women have the really nice names, the beautiful names, the resonate along the strings of your heart. Names like Brunilda.
Is Ingrid
Hildegard. Ingrid.
Inga.
Inga is one of wonderful name for a blind.
You know, you hear that name and it's kind of sexy. But you tell them, hey, my name's Wiglaf. That's an automatic turn off.
But